Exercise 5. Most modern nations contain a lot of cultural diversity within their boundaries. This is especially true for nations with a history of colonialism. For example, the internationally recognized national borders of most African and South Asian countries are a product of their history as colonies, not of their indigenous cultural or ethnic identities. That is, more often than not, colonizing nations created boundaries between their colonies to further their own interests, rather than to reflect cultural distinctions and ethnic divisions. Thus, modern India has dozens of languages and cultural identities, as do most sub-Saharan African nations like Kenya and Tanzania. The government of the People's Republic of China recognizes 56 minority peoples, some of whom theoretically have traditional homelands labeled autonomous regions on maps.